You know, as this pandemic continues to rage on, every day we're finding companies that are still going bankrupt or they're downsizing, closing their doors completely. Some are pivoting, and very few are expanding. The exception is Dallas-based rideshare company Alto, which started a couple of years ago and just keeps growing. And now they've gone out of state. Will Colbin's the co-founder and CEO of Alto. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. Always great to be on.
So the last time, so you started out in Dallas, then you started covering North Texas. And then the last time we talked to you, you were starting operations in Houston. And now you've completely lost your mind and gone into Los Angeles.
Yeah, you know, I think the last time we were together, David, I was down in Houston and we were expanding and opening there. We're really excited to continue to take the clean and safe Alto experience to more and more people, both here in Dallas and around Texas and frankly around the U.S. You know, we have really ambitious plans to be a national brand, maybe even a global one someday. And we see that the things that we provide, the cleanliness, the safety, the consistency of experience, are more important to our customers now than they've ever been. And so we're really leaning into this opportunity to make sure that we're able to provide our service to more and more people.
You know, your operation is so different from Lyft or Uber, and normally I would think that would be a plus, but you've got this fixed overhead. You have employees rather than gig workers. You own your own fleet rather than drivers, you know, having their own cars. And so, I mean, all of a sudden, if there's a lockdown, for example, it would seem harder to downsize. How do you deal with that?
Well, it's actually one of the reasons we've been able to expand so quickly. You know, we do have this fixed overhead and it needs to be used. And so, you know, vehicles are the great thing about them is they're assets that can be moved around. So some of the cars that we had here in Dallas, when we saw lockdowns in place, it actually gave us this opportunity to expand them, to spread them out a little bit further, introduce them to Fort Worth and Plano and Frisco and other parts of North Texas. And ultimately, then we were even able to use some of that fleet down in Houston. And so I think it is an interesting part of our model that allows us to kind of use these assets in a differentiated way. And in some ways, the pandemic has really kind of pushed us as a team and as a company to, you know, forced us really to find ways to create opportunity, and expansion is one of those for sure.
Well, and early on, when this hit, you became a sort of a delivery service, I guess, during off peak, and had alliances with restaurants and bakeries and all sorts of things who were delivering goods. And the last time I asked you about this, you said, well, that's sort of for cash flow. That's not a profit model, but is it still working for you?
Yeah, you know, we also had the opportunity to just try a lot of things over the course of 2020 when your business is faced with the kind of existential threat that ours was in March, April, and May of 2020. You get to the freedom really to just try things because there's really nothing you can do that adds more risk to the business. And so in some ways, it really pushed us to develop new parts of our product. So a lot of those have worked and some of them haven't. We've discontinued some of the things that we did and found, you know, just weren't as big of an opportunity as we thought or couldn't be as profitable as we need them to be. But the biggest thing that we've developed over the course of 2020 is this new offering that we call our B2B platform. It allows businesses to use Alto's logistics and vehicles to provide rides or deliveries directly to their consumers, their customers, their clients. And we're doing that here in North Texas and around Texas and in Houston and now in LA for car dealerships and hotels, for retailers like North Park Mall or Highland Park Village, and also for some restaurants. We now have an exclusivity agreement with one of a large restaurant group here in North Texas, and we're working with them to deliver their food and other grocery items that they're developing, a marketplace of food, heat and eat meals, and groceries to deliver that directly to their consumer's front door.
So you're like you replace the company car. They don't have to own cars and drivers.
Yeah, exactly. It helps dealerships optimize their loaner fleets and ensure that they are using that loaner fleet in the most effective way. It helps hotels reduce their need for house cars or to be able to serve their customers and guests in a better way. It helps medical providers like plastic surgeons or dialysis centers or physical therapists get their patients to and from their facilities in a clean and safe way. And it helps a retailer like a store at North Park Mall or in Highland Park Village turn their store into a mini distribution center and frankly compete with the Amazons of the world to be able to take their product directly to their customer's front door in just a couple hours, which, they couldn't do with a UPS or a FedEx.
Well, do you guys sit around and brainstorm all this, or are these companies coming to you?
You know, a little bit of both. I mean, we definitely started reaching out and trying to understand the opportunity in the middle of 2020 as we were testing some of these ideas. But since then, the word carries and we've gotten a lot of inbound requests as well as we get more customers and more people see the benefits that we're able to bring to their businesses. They are, reaching out to us and asking for help. So certainly we're doing our best to get the word out, but we're really excited. I mean, we know that that's a great sign when we start getting inbound interest and that started to really pick up now as 2021 is kind of rolling on.
Well, and it's also, a credit that to you that you have the backing that you do. If memory serves, you got, a little over $20 million early last year to sort of expand your service. Then there was, another round of $6 million in funding that came, was it this year or
we raised in 2019 and in 2020, and we that's the total number is now kind of right around $25 million, and we've our original intent was to start expansion in early 2020. We were rolling right into that with plans to get to California and broader across Texas in the first and second quarter. Obviously, those plans got a little bit adjusted for us, but we're really happy that by leaning into some of these pivots, by furthering our business model and introducing new products to the market. To the marketplace, we were able to recover our revenues significantly faster than other competitors in the space. We're now 90-95% recovered versus where we were in February of 2020. So we've still got a little bit of way to go, but versus the industry that's still sitting at 45-50% recovery, we feel like we're really outperforming. And it's allowed us to really lean into some of this expansion to kind of pull back some of our original plans for 2020 and actually make them happen. And we're now, looking to go do that again, to raise some more capital and to, start thinking about further expansion in 2021. We really feel like our product speaks to what consumers are looking for, businesses mm-hmm. are looking for, and we think that there's going to be a lot of tailwinds now in 2021 as we see recovery in the industry overall.
I'm really intrigued by the next city you chose, though, Los Angeles. I mean, obviously, it's a massive market and it's spread out. It lends itself to an operation, but but it's expensive. Gasoline is through the roof, and insurance, and the congestion that slows down, and taxes. Why LA?
Well, we love hard challenges,
I didn't mean to scare you, but I'm sure you thought of all that stuff.
everybody, every time we talk about going to California, people tell us, that's really tough. And we absolutely agree. I mean, California is not always an easy place to do business, but it is a great customer base. We really think that our brand and our product is needed there, and we know that we're going to have to take on those challenges sooner or later. And so we know that creates value for us and for our investors by solving them now, by proving that we have, the operational and the commercial and the tech capabilities to kind of really figure all those things out. And we believe that, Californians really also align with our model. They believe in the employee structure that we have, the opportunity to create a better outcome for our people, our team members, our drivers. And we think that the LA market is just it's so big that we can't really, California in general is just such an opportunity.
But how do you get noticed in a market like that? You're not large enough to buy television and radio advertising or billboards, I would assume. Social media has to help. But how do you get noticed? How do they find out
you're around? Media is a big, social media is a big opportunity for us, but it's really just the start. It helps create awareness. But what we really find is that people need to experience our product to really understand it. So we're trying to be in the places that they are. Think about airports, right? Where you're traveling through the airport, if you've been in DFW or Love Field or Houston Hobby or IAH, you've probably seen an advertising about Alto in one of those places. We know that when people are going to the airport, that means they need to be getting there and back. And we're finding that word of mouth is huge. Our brand is now, becoming big enough that people are telling their friends, they're sharing it with their friends that live in California and saying, hey, I'm really excited that you can now try Alto. You should check it out. Before launching LA, we actually had over 8,000 people that had come to our website, given us their email address, and said, I'm interested in joining, even before we had launched. And so it's that kind of, groundswell that helps us, identify markets, understand where there is demand, and then, have customers even from the first day of our operation on the ground.
Well, it's really fun watching your company evolve and pivot and grow during a time when nobody else is growing. I can't wait to hear the next chapter. Will Coleman's co-founder and CEO of Alto. It's good to have you with us always.
Thanks, David. Yeah, I can't wait to do this again and tell you about another four or five cities that we've just planned to open.
Remarkable. For more of a conversation with Mr. Coleman, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.